He helped lead the BYU Cougars to their fifth national championship. I asked Wayne Tarafiti, the assistant coach for BYU men's rugby, I'm like, who was the MVP of this game? Give me an honest answer. And he thought about it for a moment, and he said, the inside center, Seki Kofi. Seki, how you living?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, it's great to have you, Seki. Look, I know you're going to deflect because you're a humble soul, but you're now officially a four-time national champion. And like I said, I asked Wayne Tarafiti who the MVP was, and he said, you. Why did you play so well? How did you play so well? Why would he say such a thing?
I kind of paid him under the table to say something like that.
That's how you roll. I see how it is. There's nothing wrong with that. What did you pay him? You pay him some food? Is there, you know, I mean, I didn't know you guys got paid a whole lot, but apparently you guys got some of that stipend coming from all these other cost of attendance fees.
With Tarafiti, you have to pay him with food, and then he'll do it just about anything.
I see. It's the food. You know what he stated?
Yeah.
This is what he said, Seki. He said that you set the tone on Saturday with big hits. You got a quiet demeanor, but you're a monster on the field. You lead by action. I didn't know this, but you played on the USA under-20 team prior to going to Spain on your mission. You're a construction management major, and you married way up. Apparently, you have a wonderful eternal companion that's much better looking than you and more talented. But also your brother's on the team. Tell us what happened in this game. How did BYU come out victorious, 30-27? It was a hard-fought battle.
It was. Cal is never a team you want to look past. They're actually like the benchmark of rugby here in the United States. Everyone wants to play like Cal, and I think a lot of our boys this year, we practiced really hard. We did a lot of off-season work and just dedicated and committed ourselves to the goals that we planned. And we just stuck with it. And the coaches are right. I don't really say much, and I don't really speak much at practice either. But one of the things that motivated me is this was the first championship that all of my family came from Oregon. And so it put pressure on me. At the same time, I was excited to perform in front of them, and so I was able to perform hits and help the team out, come out victorious at the end.
Seki, congratulations, big time. Awesome game to watch. I got a question for you. Jefferson High is coming to Portland. I actually played against them one time in a preseason tournament. You know, talking to Ben over here before the show, BYU rugby, what, zero scholarships? Everybody has to pay their way through the program, through school, everything. Playing against Cal. A lot of the guys on their team have scholarships, if not the whole team, you know, that has pretty much a free ride to college. Did you guys feel like that gave you guys a little bit of an edge, you know, kind of like, hey, we got to prove that, you know, we work harder than they do and we deserve it more than they do?
I think that plays a part of it, but to be honest, I don't think as we're training as a team, we don't have that in our mind. Oh, Cal rugby has scholarship and they scholarship their players. We need to up our tempo in training. I think we just play together. We're actually really good friends outside of the pitch, and so I think that's what motivates us to get each other's back, not only off the field but especially on the field when we play teams like Cal. But we don't say, oh, Cal has scholarships, so we have chip on our shoulder. I think we just go out there and just play because we know we're playing for each other. Yeah.
Seki Kofi, four-time national champion now at BYU Rugby. Just shoring up that middle area at 6'1", 235. On with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. You went into the half with a lead. What was the rhetoric? What was the message coming from the coaching staff? Because Cal came out with their hair on fire and took it to the next level and really competed.
Oh yeah, halftime was. We're obviously really happy. We're leading at half, which means that we came out and try to have a good start. Most of our games this season we had poor starts, but we made it a goal to come out and get a good start on Cal, and that's what we did. At halftime, the coach's message to us players were just to keep doing what we're doing. We know we're capable, or Cal is capable of coming back in just a minute, and that's exactly what they did. But the coaches try to emphasize the point to make our tackles, to stick to our game plan, because Cal is, at any given moment, they can come back, and that's what they did.
Look, Wayne Tarafiti said that you were the MVP, but in your opinion, have you been able to go back and watch the game film, watch the game that was broadcasted nationally? What did you think of the overall performance of the team? Is there anyone that stood out to you as an MVP of the squad for that game?
Oh, I actually haven't went back and watched anything in the film. I'm taking spring classes. And so as soon as the weekend is over, my family left, and I'm right back into the classroom trying to graduate. I think for MVP, I think overall we played really well together as a team, but I think Kyle Sumption and Dan Hubert, our two leaders for the team, they performed really, really well. I mean, just knowing that those two guys are on the squad kind of gives you peace knowing that you're going to go against someone like Cal. And so just knowing those two are on the squad, has your back, everything's going to be okay. I would say they are my MVPs.
Were you afraid? I mean, I don't know if you guys knew if Kyle Sumption was going to be able to come back for the national championship game. He wasn't a part of the Varsity Cup until that national championship game. Got back on Thursday from playing professionally. Had a quick training session with you guys. Did you guys expect Kyle to be in that game? And how much of an impact did he have on the game that you guys played on Saturday?
We actually didn't. He notified the team that he would be gone for the national team, but we still didn't know if he was going to come back and play with us or not. But us as a team, we didn't dwell on if he would come back and play with us. We just came to practice every day and practiced like we were supposed to do and get our game plan ready. But we were very fortunate to have him back and to help the squad up be victorious on Saturday against Cal. But knowing that if Kyle wasn't going to be on the team, like I said, just to know he's not going to be on there, I don't feel as comfortable going into battle without him. But because he came back, I feel a little peace and knowing that everything's going to be okay going against a big team like Cal.
Seki, what's next for you? I know you're trying to graduate. Are you going to continue to play rugby professionally?
No, I thought about it before I got married. But after I got married, I just decided maybe after BYU rugby, that'll be it, and I'll just try to get a degree and sustain a family. I told my wife and family and their family that this will be my last game ever. I just want to graduate and prepare to support a future family.
It's admirable. We appreciate it. I think I speak for all Cougar fans that we appreciate your effort out on the pitch. You are the enforcer. People called you the OG, the original gangster out there, just keeping it straight. Jonathan, did you have something to say there?
I want to find out where the OG nickname comes from.
Yeah, where did that come from? Where did the OG gangster nickname come from?
To be honest, I 20 out of 50, he just calls me that because I'm one of the seniors that began in 2011. There's only a few of us that are left on that squad from that year. And so he's been calling me that since the beginning of this season. And so I just stuck, and that's what people call me, I guess.
Well, you're a humble gangster. One of the only humble gangsters I know. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with everything. Look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Man, we just had a four-time national champion on our airwaves.